On physical assessment, infants with RDS will often present with signs of distress, such as grunting, nasal flaring, retractions, tachypnea, cyanosis, apnea, and tachycardia. With grunting, the infant attempts to reduce alveolar collapse by increasing his lungs' positive end expiratory pressure, or PEEP, to improve gas exchange and functional residual capacity. With nasal flaring and retractions, the infant is trying to improve ventilation and reduce hypoxia by inhaling more air in and increasing tidal volume. Tachypnea is an attempt to increase ventilation and eliminate more CO2. Clinical manifestations of RDS will often peak in severity at 1 to 3 days, and recovery usually starts around 72 hours of life as diuresis begins.